Welcome to Two Queens and Crystal Things, the podcast where we are on some manifest your life.
Yes, ma'am.
Shift your mind. And what we're going to do is we are going to raise the consciousness. That's the type of shit we're doing today. I'm Christy.
And I am Mia. And you can consider us your spiritual girlfriends. Hey, y'all. So, last week we talked about spiritual health. We did a little bit of a series on, we did spiritual wealth and then we did spiritual health. Mm-hmm. So, overall, again, we always talk about giving tools and resources in order to be able to help you on your journey. But we did a couple of things to just help you have some questions to ask yourself, to check yourself on where you can raise your vibration if you so desire, mm-hmm. and where subconsciously you might not be aware of something that could be happening internally or externally that's affecting you.
Yep.
So check it out, you guys.
Check it out. You know, I have to say, looking at our stats, it looks like you all are enjoying those episodes, because those tend to be the episodes, the spiritual health and the spiritual wealth. Those two episodes seem to do very well in the last week or two.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah, so let us know if you want us to continue with these type of episodes. Also, let us know what topics you all want us to talk about. And make sure that you follow us on YouTube, y'all. I know we usually save this for the end, but we're going to start sprinkling this in the episode. Make sure that you're watching us on YouTube. Subscribe. Mm-hmm. Give us a like. Make sure you go into the comment and say something. Be nice, but say something to us. Okay? So just wanted to put that out there. All right. So for
Thank
today.
You. Yes.
We haven't. It's been a while. I don't think we've done this 2024 yet.
We did one time.
Okay. We are having a Queen's Chat. This is our Queen's Chat check-in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important because we're moving into this new season, this new year. And one, I always like to check in with you because I don't always get a chance to see how you're doing and to see what's been going on with you. And so we're gonna check in with each other.
Yes.
The sisters, checking in on the sisters. And then also we're going to talk about the new year.
The astrological new year.
The real new year.
Mm-hmm. The concept, you guys, really quick, just of the astrological new year is, so in astrology, the beginning of a new cycle, the beginning of the new calendar, it starts with Aries. So I believe today is the beginning of the astrological new year. So I've seen 19th and I've seen 20th, which is weird, but...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember we were talking about that? Unlike what we call the Gregorian calendar, this new year that begins on January 1st, the astrological new year is the entrance of the sun into Aries, which means Aries season starts and the spring equinox. So it's such a bountiful time.
Big up goodness. To the Aries.
Yes. Look, I'm not even
going to. My Aries at home.
He's an Aries?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem like a typical Aries, though.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's an Aries.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I don't know what I would have thought. Maybe Gemini.
Really?
Yeah. But anyway, so the thought is when spring starts, you know, things are new. It's a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so energetically, it is very much so mirroring that type of... I'm like, just that type of spring forward. I really feel like my appetite. I was just telling Alex before we started recording that, because I came in here with a bag of food eating. And I was like, I can't believe I'm hungry again. You know, like when a baby first comes out, it's, you know, it's hungry. It's like, you know, it needs to be fed. And like immediately, that's how I feel. Like I'm just,
I am
so hungry.
Yeah.
Like food is tasting good again or something. I don't know.
But no, I feel like I say this in almost every episode, but I absolutely love this time of year. There's just this newness about it, this renewal, this energy that's like fresh. It's a it feels like a nice exhale.
Yes. You
know? Like that's what I feel like spring brings. So yeah, we're going to talk about it. So let's talk about, well, first, before we get into the discussion, how are you doing? What's been going on with you?
Honestly, I think I'm doing well. In general, I'm actually doing very well. When I look back and I try to put some language to what have I learned or, you know, during these, this last little bit of winter from the new year to now, I would say I've gotten grown a little bit. Actually, I feel like a lot. And my ability to own my energy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I have a choice of whether or not you do something that makes me upset will make me react and make me upset. Like, you know, happiness is a choice or peace is a choice or not. So I think I've gotten a lot better at not allowing other people's energy to affect mine.
I feel that.
You know, so, but you know, how do you know that? You get tested. How do you know? You know what I mean? Like, so I can say I've definitely been tested. I feel lighter.
Yeah, I can feel that. I sense that. Yeah, that
makes sense. I feel.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Like that exhale.
Yes.
You know,
I
like
do.
You can finally,
I really do. I was like.
Because I feel like
it's
going to
be okay.
Maybe it was the last year. I just feel like I've been holding my breath.
Yes.
And it's also interesting because I've had some readings where they're like, you need to breathe deeper. Because my breathing would be very shallow. And I feel like now I can.
Right. No,
I can breathe again.
No, I feel that. I mean, seriously. When you said I feel like I've been holding my breath.
Yes.
Christy, that is how I've been feeling as well.
Yeah,
I feel that. What about you? What else is going on?
You know, I have been doing well. I too feel like I've been learning some lessons. Mm-hmm. Not new ones. I feel like I'm going through this cycle of being tested. Like, let's see if like where she is now. Let's push this button. Let's go ahead and trigger her and see what
comes
out.
Do these triggers still work?
Right, it's like, let's see if, you know, these still work. And I feel like some, you know, old buttons have resurfaced. But also I feel like there have been some new discoveries too. Some of which I honestly can't even explain it. I was telling Mia the other day that it's like there are moments where I feel like I am almost in between lifetimes. Where there's like these layers, and I'll be functioning in my lifetime, this current 3D lifetime, and then I'll start hearing things. I was telling Mia I've been hearing these songs, melodies that I've never heard before, and I'll hum them.
You did that before we started recording.
And it's audible to me. Mm-hmm. I can hear it, but I've never heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hear things. I'll hear conversations. And it'll be just me. So it's really interesting where this space is, but I feel good. And I think for me, that's the piece that makes me at peace. Because I think before I felt like I was living in this fight or flight, even with all the work that I was doing. But now I feel like, okay, now I can actually relax and I don't have to be.
It's like the shoulder drop. Like,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, with the exhale.
Ooh, like, you know, and then he's like, man, how was I holding that? Like, oof, let it out. Oh, that feels good. So it's interesting that, so we're both having very similar reactions, you know,
and
energetically.
It's always been that way.
Yes.
But then it's been different. Like, we've experienced very similar, you know, things, but in different ways, which I find so amazing.
So, but that's, which is also why I like with the astrological new year, that's a telltale sign of what this season is and what is bringing in. Mm-hmm. So it's like the initiation of a new cycle.
Yep.
You know, it's because, so like we said, Aries is the beginning of the astrological new year, the beginning of the cycle. This is a time where it's like a fresh journey, new journey. A journey doesn't feel new and fresh and like it's a new page, like you've got to a new level if you're carrying the baggage from, you know what I mean? You've had to do some things to get here because that baggage was a little bit too heavy. Mm-hmm. So that is, and so it's almost like as every season is ushered in, it's just like whatever that was.
Dropped our shit.
We're done. We're on something else. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so beautiful that that we do have in this human experience opportunities where the energy is right and there can be a collective movement. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to my homegirl Danielle. You know Danielle before before I got here to record. And we were just kind of asking, like, you know, doing a little check-in. And she was just like, I just feel so grateful. She said, I just, like, I know everything is going to be okay. You know what I mean? It was like, and kind of got a little emotional. It was just like, you know, like, and it's funny because what she was doing, she just kept breathing. Like, I can breathe again. I'm like, man, what? This is a thing.
The breath, yeah.
It's a thing.
So, you know, this season reminds me, as far as the exhale, I'm just going to use that phrase. So, you know, like when you're gathering your seeds and you're sowing them and you're working hard and you're doing all the work and then you have the time to sit back and then the seeds are growing and everything is blooming. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is the exhale season where you can actually step back and observe the growth, observe the blessings, observe the all that you have, you know, the fruits of your labor. And that is exciting. That's like a really, I think that's one of the things that I really love about spring is that you can just, there's that feeling of receiving and abundance. And I mean, there's so many things, clarity, growth. Oh, I love it.
It feels promising.
Yes. Absolutely.
I think there is something about being able to see and experience, you know, that saying, like, you know, if sometimes you got to see something to know that you can be it, and nature reflects that for us. Mm-hmm. So there's something promising and hopeful and faithful about something being dead, and you come outside the next day and it's alive. You know, from the trees being like completely barren, not any sign of green. And then I walked outside and there's these little green buds on them. There's something about that that's just like, nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
It's time to begin anew. That's powerful to me too. And it's and that's why I love this change of the seasons, because that's like, we are seasonal as human beings. That just gives us this beautiful reminder. Like, I mean, who thought of this? I love it.
That's the thing I like about seasons, too, is that it's a reminder that our lives are seasons. Everything that we're going through, it's not permanent. There's a season, a cycle to everything. And the springtime always just brings this sense of newness to me and creative energy, just this, like, a refresh, a reset.
I feel like I just left the winter of my life. I was going, and it was way, this winter's been about 4 years. It was, the season. And, you know, there are beautiful things about the winter, but there's a stagnation that you feel, you know, in that brisk, cold winter. But that's the time that, you know, everything goes in.
Yeah.
I feel like I definitely
was. You did. You really did. You were in the
I just.
That's interesting. But you know, I was talking about like the newness or the energy that I feel with the spring and just how it brings about this creativity and just this refresh and reset.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the energetic shift.
I mean. So, one, you got to think about, like, this is so dope. And, I mean, literally, it's, like, today, like, within the last 24 hours, let's just say, it's anytime you're there's a transformation from one cycle, one astrological signs to the next, there's a little bit there, they're shifting energy, mm-hmm. you know, and it's transitional energy. Yeah. So we're literally in transition energy. And then we're in transition energy where the energy that we're walking into is a whole new cycle. It can almost feel like a roller coaster. It's like exciting, but wait, let me hold on for a second.
I'm not ready.
But you know that it's going to smooth out and you're going to be like, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like it's smoothing out. Like I'm like smoothing out, like, wow. And even just a little bit of step into this season, I can still look back and I'm like, I'm appreciative for this winter season of my life. I'm grateful as hell.
But I think you also experience that, the winter season of your life, you experience that with the knowledge and the wisdom of something, you receive something out of it and that you learn something out of it. And I just want to make that a reminder to you all who are listening to us that even when you are in the winter of your life, or you are in, I'll say like the valley, know that it's not forever. Mm-hmm. And there's always, always, always a lesson that you can pull from it, glean from it, learn from it, that'll help to, you know, shift you a little bit further into that next cycle into your life. So I just wanted to share that.
So we kind of already hit on what it's like, the alignment with nature and how beautiful and brilliant that is. So oftentimes, you know, we talk about shift or transform. It's, even though let's just say it feels a little wonky, if you look at this time as an opportunity for you to shift. Mm-hmm. Like you can always change it anytime that you want to. Again, we're just talking about the opportunity is so right because it's literally the energy that we're in. If you look at this as an opportunity, if there's something that you know that you've been stagnant on and you're looking for a sign, if you're looking for when should I do it? Because you know some things are so difficult. It's like it's never the right time.
Never ever.
So you know what I mean? If you try to put some parameters, you can always find a reason why something's the right time. And so if you're looking for a right time, per se, this is the right time. You know, like if you're listening to this and you're looking for a sign of whether or not to start that business.
Start it now.
It's.
I'm telling you, this is the year. This is the year.
And you know what? I feel, I was doing some channeling yesterday and I remember hearing the seeds that you planted 4 years ago are blooming. So it's interesting because, you know, my favorite flowers are peonies. So I want to get a peony bush. And so I read that it takes up to 3 years to bloom. Mm. And when I heard this and I'm kind of like, I'm writing. And I was like, I thought about the peony bush. And I just thought about, it's worth it. It's truly worth it. And it's like, I can either sit in the energy of like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I was going through that, blah, blah, blah. Or I can be like, wow, all right.
It's about to bloom.
We did it. We did it. You know, I'm excited. It feels opportunistic. I feel it's like 100 adjectives.
So going back to nature, because we talked about the alignment with nature, there's this word that I came upon the other day. It's called biophilia. Have you heard of it before?
No.
So biophilia is basically, it means a love of life or living things. So a person, it's a hypothetical human tendency to interact or be closely associated with other forms of life in nature.
Hmm.
And it talks about how humans have a deeply ingrained love of nature, which is an intuitive and natural drive imprinted into our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard this word before. And I think I mentioned in one of my posts, but I was saying, I've been called a lot of things, but I've never been called this. But this is a word that definitely describes me.
You're like, I think you guys need to put this in your repertoire.
Right. I'm like, this describes me to a T.
Do you honestly feel like you have always felt like that or been that aware of it?
Yes.
So you think this is something that really?
Even when I was little, I remember because there was a period of time where I was trying to keep up with my sisters. Mm-hmm. So my middle sister is 4 years older than me. My older sister is 6 years older than me. When I was little, my older sister got us in trouble, and it was the first and the last time that we were ever spanked by our father. I mean, it was the worst spanking ever. After that, I was like, I'm not messing with you. The middle sister came up with this idea where she thought it would be smart to push me down the stairs in a laundry basket on carpet stairwell, mm-hmm. just to see what would happen. And me being the youngest, I'm like, okay. I almost lost my life. Like, I saw my entire life flash in front of me. So after that, I said, you know what? I'm not messing with you. And so I would just sit on the couch, look out the window, look at the trees, watch the birds, or I would be in the backyard where my mother had her garden, and I would be in the dirt looking at the ants doing whatever, looking at the bees, looking at the plants. I mean, it was just like a new world for me.
Wait, so I have a question. So that's what you guys got in trouble for?
No, so we got in trouble. For my father, we got in trouble because my cat had kittens. We were playing with the kittens. He said, okay, it's time to go to bed. We went to bed. And then my older sister said, hey, let's go downstairs and play with the kittens. And me, I was like, bad idea. He told us no. But then my middle sister said, oh, no, yeah, let's go. And then my older sister said, let's go. And so I'm like, okay, because I'm the youngest. We're in the basement, and I'm playing with the kittens, but I'm halfway like, I need to get up out of here. And so I am heading
up. It don't feel right.
Right. So I'm heading up the stairs, and he's coming down the steps. And my father, you know, he's not that tall, but his legs were very long. And so I always saw him as this very, like, huge man. He came down the stairs, and we got in the worst trouble ever. And I've never forgiven her until my adult life.
You went. How you going?
My adult life.
Girl, I was about to
say, that's when we got in trouble.
Really?
But as a child, I just was super connected to being outside and in nature. My mother's garden, I used to just love watching her work in the garden. We had these two, you know, houses. I grew up in the suburbs, so they were two houses. In between the houses, my mother created this pathway, mm-hmm. and there are trees and leaves, and I used to walk in between there, and I used to pretend that I was in this magical forest.
Absolutely.
It was a completely new world for me. Like, just, I would escape to another place, and I've just always loved being in nature. So it's always been there. I don't think I realized how much it's been there until now.
I think I've always enjoyed.
Well, you talked about the tree.
Oh, yeah. To this day, I don't talk to my parents about that tree.
Okay, you got to share your story about the tree.
Yeah. If my mother could hear this, she would be dying laughing.
Cover your ears, mama.
So, there's a tree. I'm sure I told this at some point, but there's a tree where I grew up in my parents' backyard. It was this beautiful willow tree. I mean, gorgeous, huge willow tree. You know, willow trees have soft wood. So, but this was my tree. This was Mia's tree. And so I would climb it, and there was this one branch that was a little higher up, and it kind of went like this, and it was like this perfect little place to sit. And, you know, me and my little books, girl, I read like a book a day. I loved reading. So I would sit there out there outside. You know, my mom would bring me a sandwich. I had like a little shelf, one little branch. Aww. Like, I had my little ponies out there. It was just the bee's knees, my favorite place. So apparently there was a poison ivy leaf growing up this tree. I didn't know because I was there every day. But so I didn't allow anybody else on the tree. So my sister and the neighbors, this brother and sister, I can't remember their name right now. They were trying to get on my tree. So I'm on my tree, and I'm like, I'm looking down like, you better get out. No, you can't get on my tree. I mean, I was very serious about this. So they got on my tree, and I was like, okay, bet, watch what's going to happen. I did not know. They all woke up with poison ivy the next day. Yeah. And so, and you know, my mom was like, I don't understand how you don't have it. I'm like, I don't know. It's my, I was like, my tree would never hurt me. Like, what are you talking about, lady?
My tree.
It was my tree. That was like my homie. But anyway, so then like a couple of weeks later, there was a thunderstorm. A lightning bolt hit the tree. And so, you know, there's a house, and then there's like the space, and then there's, you know, like the next door house. So the tree went straight, like, if this is the, where the house ends, the branch went down here, and it was like a big tree. So my parents like, oh, we gotta cut it down. And I was like, I cannot believe y'all gonna do this. And they're like, oh, we'll just take off the branch that fell down. Girl, I get home from school, I don't think you understand, hot,
heated.
Man, like, I for
hot
real,
like fish grease.
If you bring it up now in my house, I'm like, oh my God, Mia, Mia, the tree almost fell in the house. I'm like, you really don't get it, huh? I'm like, that tree had poison ivy. You think that tree was gonna fall on me and hurt me? And I was dead serious. But I love being outside. Like, I look at trees now. Look, I still walk through forest preserves and, you know, like, do those little nature walks, and I can make believe I'm in a fairy tale. Yeah. It's just, it allows you to go away, to, you know, change, create anything for me, to me. You know, it's just, I just enjoy it. Like, I look at trees now, and I'm like, man, that's like a whole condo. And I can see, like, the little animals running in and out. I'm just like, man, I love it.
You know, something I think about when I do my walks, which I cannot wait to start this summer or early spring, but I think about the relationship we have with trees. Like, whoever orchestrated how this symbiotic. There you go. Thank you. Relationship where what the trees essentially release, we inhale, that's like helping us, and then what we exhale is helping the trees. I'm like, who thought of this?
That's how you know we're not here to do this alone.
Right.
We are, girl, I mean, like, literally, I get
it's
so excited about this because it reminds you of the oneness.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, we need each other. Basically, if all the trees disappear, we wouldn't be able to survive. There would not be enough oxygen for us to breathe.
No, there wouldn't.
So we have to, you know, for real, think about, but that oneness, like, you need, so that, and that's the thing that
we need each other.
Exactly. And no one is over the other.
I need you to,
you know, we serve each other. Like, yeah. For real. I love that. Yeah, I love that.
Speaking about needing you to survive, you all, make sure you follow us on YouTube. Please. We need you.
We need you.
And follow us on social media, too. We want to grow. We're trying to grow our page. What is up?
Oh, yes. Gosh, thank you, Christy. Mm-hmm. You know, now your message is from... so wait, how far are we? Oh, never mind. I can see it. Okay, cool. So I have a question for you. This year, how old are you turning?
49.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It's wild. It is so crazy.
Do you make any kind of, I don't know what other words to call it right now, but any kind of resolution during this time? Oh, by the way, there's a lunar eclipse coming up that's supposed to blow our mind, but go ahead.
So for my birthday, I usually do that every year, but it's usually close to my birthday. So
Okay.
Like September-ish, I start thinking of, I really go in deep and I do a lot of introspective work, and I just kind of reflect on my life, what I've learned over the last year, and then I have this, what do I want to do this year, what do I want to do differently, what needs to change, how do I want to grow. So I look forward to every year, but I will say this new season that I'm shifting into, it's quite different.
Wait.
Perimenopause.
Perimenopause. I feel like there was a little cayenne pepper on that. I'm like, there was something that was spicy about
menopause.
That.
Yes, My body, and it's not so much of the physical, because I can still wear my clothes, although I do feel certain things. I'm like, oh, I got to slow down on that. Oh, I need to work out more. But it is the small little pains that my body is starting to have. And, you know, I do not consent to this. I never did consent to this.
You're like, I do not recall signing that one.
No, I didn't. But I'm also, like, doing some research. Although the algorithm must know that I'm getting older, because now I'm starting to see more, like, perimenopause ads.
You just said it. They heard you again. It's over.
But, you know, I've learned that with the decrease of estrogen, your body goes through changes. So it's just balancing the hormones. But, again, I did not consent to this. But I'm good, though.
How was it affecting you physically?
Well, outside of the personal summers.
Are you experiencing those more now?
Yeah. Although now they seem to have balanced out. At one point, I was getting a hot flash at least every 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah. I'd be in meetings.
Oh, Chrissy, I did not know.
And then I'm having fans. Oh, yeah, I keep a fan by me, like in my office. And then, you know, I tend to sleep. I like to sleep without clothes. But then I have this, then I get hot, so then I take everything off, and then I get cold, and I put everything on.
Oh, that's my sleep life,
like,
anyway.
It seems like the last month, things have been balancing out. So I feel like I'm starting to get more in balance. But yeah, it is an interesting phase that women don't talk about. Why don't you talk about it, women?
Like, why have we been keeping this a secret? Right. I'm okay for now. but you know, these cycles come every once in a blue moon. Like every once in a blue moon, I'll have that heat that feels like a pilot light, and it goes
yes.
But it hasn't been normal like at all. Like it comes out the blue, like, oh my god, what the heck just happened? So I'm like.
It's so funny because there was one night, I think I had the fan on high. And if you know me,
cold.
I'm always cold. Always. You know, always cold. And I had the fan on high and I looked over at Jason and he had the covers up and he's like, shoot. Are you okay? I'm okay. And I felt so bad because he was like, I thought, you know, I saw the papers flying around the room, you know, I'm shivering in the bed and I'm like naked and the covers off.
God bless him.
All I can say is like, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm going through something, but I appreciate your patience with me because.
Oh, child.
But yeah, he even, like, he knows that I'm cold. He bought me this sweatshirt that says cold 24/7. He knows this. So with the fan being on, he's like, what is going on? I feel like I'm on the top of a mountain.
But you know, at night, I've always done the hot cold. Like,
really?
So I have to feel chilly. Like, I'm going to feel, like, chilly. And, I have my, like, I'll either sleep in, like, a t-shirt or pajamas or just naked, depending. But I want to get cold so I can get under the cover to get warm. And then I have my little fan and it'd be, like, just on breeze. I just have it doing like this. But I'll have been, like, cold for a minute. And I'm like, okay, get in there. It's like, oh, my God. Child.
You have your own formula.
Girl, like, that, oh my, ooh, just, I got work to do tonight, stop, because I'm already plotting my sleep.
I know, but, you know, despite the season change, I mean, again, it's a cycle, and it's a season that I'm in, and I recognize that it's not going to be something that I'm experiencing forever, but even despite the interesting challenges that come with it, I'm embracing it. You know, because it's like, wow, I'm actually moving into this new season of life that a lot of women don't like to talk about. But I'm so grateful for it.
Hootah.
And now I'm on a mission. I'm like, okay, what can I do to, I'm going to do everything in my power to have it not affect me. So,
so you guys, if you have been feeling off or if you are feeling new, if you are like, I don't know why I'm about to make some changes, go for it. I say, I think it's a beautiful time to remember to trust yourself and to trust your journey. When we are honest with ourselves, we can't hurt ourselves. There's no, and when we're honest and being authentic, just to us, every decision you make is going to be right.
You just took the words out of my mouth. Yes.
Like,
when you are honest,
you can't
lose.
It, you know, even if it looks like it goes left for a little bit, I promise you, you can't lose. You can't lose when you're being honest with yourself. So, you know, oftentimes people are like, oh my goodness, what decisions should I make? And oftentimes we're weighing that against, you know, what would be easier, or what's the path to success, or, you know, it makes more sense to do this. Like, I've never seen anybody do that over there, so I don't know about that. And this, I know what that kind of could look like. And instead of being out to myself, like, in my honest space, what's the best decision?
Yeah.
What, in my honest space, what do I want? Like, you, when you're honest with yourself, you can't hurt yourself.
Yeah, I was telling this to a client. I was saying, when you make decisions based on trusting yourself, you're okay. Like, you're going to be all right.
Winner, chicken dinner, baby.
That too. Or winner, veggie chicken. But yeah. Anyway. But also, it's like this season, it's a wonderful opportunity for personal growth.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's like, whenever I feel that newness, it just gives me this desire. Again, I was talking about this creativity, this new feeling of creativity. I want to explore more in my spirituality, and I want to add new things to my toolkit. And it just makes me want to explore things more freely in this season. But, you know, so as the sun enters Aries, it illuminates the areas of our lives, and this is associated with courage, independence, self-expression, and it's an opportunity for us to set goals, to pursue goals, set intentions, assert ourselves with the confidence and determination, because, y'all, this is the perfect time. The energy of
Step
Aries.
Step into your season.
Yes. The energy of Aries, it encourages us to embrace.